Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a Tuesday morning here on 96.5 The Fan. Six job openings officially now open in the NFL.
Could be a seventh a little bit later on today. They're talking about maybe Harbaugh now in Baltimore could potentially be on the way out. So that could happen at some point today.
That's just not going to happen.
That's what I was told. Many, many moons ago that they wouldn't fire John Harbaugh.
Yeah, right. Well, firing, trading, I saw something could be potentially a trade maybe percolating for John Harbaugh. Or maybe he just decides after 19 years, he just wants to walk away and say, you know what, I'm going to go find something else to do with my time. And, you know, it's a good parting of ways. So there could be another one today. But, you know, 6 out of 32, that's still... You know, pretty big percentage of teams that are looking for new head coaches, and we're going to go through the list a little bit later on, and I'm looking at all these, and there's one thing that they all have in common. Bad owners, man. Like, it is a bad time to be a guy or a gal that is looking for the opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL, because the teams that are available to you have some really bad ownership involved.
Yeah, things kind of soured in Indianapolis, too, with Miss Irsay.
Yeah.
It was good, and then it wasn't.
Well, that's not up to them, though. I mean, like, Daniel Jones got hurt, and everybody else spiraled out of control. They got a guy that was on the shelf for 5 years being retired coming in to play quarterback. I mean, that one right there, I look at and I go, that's just bad luck for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, and then they just kind of went away from Jonathan Taylor, or they gassed him out too early, one of the two. That's just – what a sad season for them.
Yeah. I mean,
kind of knew by week 11 – it wasn't happening for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know until about week 14, 15, it wasn't happening for the Colts.
Yeah.
And then Daniel Jones injures the other leg, and then Jonathan Taylor and all that sort of stuff. It's always interesting to see how things can go from so high to so low in just one season of the NFL. One thing that was high, no pun intended, was Snoop Dogg last night as he was guest commentary on the Clippers and Warriors game,
yeah.
And then Steve Kerr gets ejected and Snoop Dogg takes over.
Kawhi under control.
Oh, good hands. They've been ripping them all day. Cookies and cream. They open up a cookie shop on them. To the rack, Jimmy.
Wait, you got him. He's not going to be all right the rest of the night. You know that, right?
I don't know if I'm going to make it the rest of the Cookies and cream. Okay, I like it.
That's why we need more fun in sports.
Exactly, okay. Man. I'm sure the Hardos were mad, right, last night. Like the NBA nerds were complaining that Snoop Dogg was ruining the game for them. But Snoop Dogg is the type of guy that makes the game better for those who aren't interested in the game, right? Had I known he was on there last night, I probably would have flipped the game on. I absolutely would have turned the game on last night had I known he was going to be partaking in this. And that's why I said years ago when they said, who should be Monday Night Football? I said, it should be Justin Timberlake. And people were like, what does he know about football? Who cares? I mean, he's very entertaining.
Funny. Yeah.
He's going to make you laugh. He's going to make you think. He's going to make you engaged. He's going to make you watch the game. I mean, it was like Bill Walton, the late Bill Walton back in the day. I watched college basketball games at 10 o'clock at night. I didn't care who was playing, but Bill Walton was talking and I didn't know what was going on and I loved every minute of it and it was entertaining. And we've lost that along the way when it comes to sports, I think, for a lot of people. They take it too serious, you know? It's like, that's the fun side of sports. That's what we should want, you know? More of that as opposed to more of, you know, people, you know, breaking down the X's and O's and yelling at people about stuff.
I mean, it's better than Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football. They gave that guy a chance and he about wrecked the entire set.
Yeah, but at least they gave him a chance, right? Like, they gave that opportunity to him where nobody else was looking outside the box at that point in time. And it was like, all right, let's try something different. And Dennis Miller was probably the wrong guy to do that with. You know, I don't know that his Q rating at this time when he was on Monday Night Football or really at any point in time has ever been as high as like a Snoop Dogg would have been or somebody like that. Like you have to think when you look at the Q ratings of famous people in the United States, I would imagine Snoop Dogg is one of the highest. Right? Right? Like, he probably has one of the highest Q ratings of pop culture figures in the United States, right? Kardashians probably don't, you know? And you can go through all the TikTokers, the hell with all that. But
My niece and nephew know Snoop Dogg, and my grandma would know Snoop Dogg.
Right, exactly. Yep. Right. And nobody doesn't like Snoop Dogg, right? Yeah. Like, you don't hear people complaining about, you know, Snoop Dogg. And every once in a while, there's something somebody will complain about. But for the most part, I think his Q rating resonates with everybody. And he's very, very well liked by people. That's why I think he would be somebody that would be good for a situation like that, because everybody likes Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, he's on a good run. He did the Olympics. Remember that? He was the guest in the booth, and then he caught the kickoff in that college bowl game that he had in his brand.
Yeah.
And then he has this in basketball. So there's not a sport he can't, you know, kind of be a part of.
Yep.
He's kind of locked in. It just lets you know that sports are in everybody's life. Mm-hmm. Whether your sport is basketball, hockey, baseball, football, whatever it may be. And, you know, you saw, I think, Marshawn Lynch's tweet the other day whenever Seattle won the number one seed.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
What did he say?
I can't say it on the air.
Oh, okay.
But that good.
He gave a shout out to all his guys. And then he's like, and then to that ginger quarterback as well. Props to him. I mean, Marshawn Lynch, Snoop Dogg. What? Everybody knows who they are.
But the other one, you mentioned hockey, and it got me to thinking over the weekend, Will Ferrell was at the Kings game, and he was dressed as a referee, and he was calling every play like a referee behind the glass and stuff
great.
Like that. Like that's fun. That's comedy. That's enjoyable type stuff, and that's why I think it works. So, yeah, you know, Snoop Dogg on more games for me, Marshawn Lynch on more games for me. Give me Jane Lynch on more games, for God's sakes. Yeah. Nixon, five. But, you know, like all the randos that you want to give me, it's so much better than the cookie-cutter stuff that I think sometimes we get on Sunday afternoons and maybe weeknights during the NBA games.
Cookie cutter, cookie.
Kawhi under control.
Oh, good hands. They've been ripping them all day. Cookies and cream. They opened up a cookie shop on them. To the rack, Jimmy.
Wait, you got him. He's not going to be all right the rest of the night. You know that, right?
I don't know if I'm going to make it the rest of the night. Cookies and cream. Okay, I like it.
The best part is he just flows right into the broadcast. Like, there's no like, oh my God, this is somebody new. This is a guest. This is, so he just fit right into the broadcast. It was like, just calling the game. It's great.
Calling the game.
Yeah. Do it more.
Steal the ball, go up the rack. Yeah, it's great.
Hell yeah.
Because, you know, that's the term in basketball, cookies, when you get your ball stolen from you and the guy gets it. Like, that's terminology I think the common fan knows. I mean, I remember like playing basketball as a little kid, like it'd be like cookies. And it'd be a guy stealing the ball going, and then there's Snoop Dogg, relatable, right? That's what sports is. Like sports, when it's relatable, it's fun. Cause you can hear a guy like Snoop Dogg who's been all over the world, right? And done
everything.
Different things, literally everything, like from rapping to acting to commentary on YouTube about the Animal Planet, which is one of the funniest.
Yes. Oh yeah, that is
brought
good.
That up on the text line. Like,
he's got really good kids music too.
Yeah,
does he really?
Yes, like for like. Infants to babies, toddlers.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Sing along music.
My buddies do it. Yeah. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
Oh, he's got stuff like that.
That's his main one is the wheels on the bus.
Yeah, people love it.
Oh, I had no idea. I don't know that that was around when we were going through the 2 and 3 year old stage. I wish it was.
He was in a different phase at that point.
And he's America's pitch man, too. You know, every time you turn on the TV, he's selling something,
Something.
He's there.
Yes,
and that shows you the Q rating of Snoop Dogg and why he should be involved more in stuff like this.
Remember when Snoop Dogg was blasting Todd Haley when Todd went to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I do remember that. This mother bleeper, Todd effing Haley. Like, it may still be in the system somewhere. I mean, look in the Fesco or Advanced Files. Snoop Dogg blasted Todd Haley. Yeah, that was because he's a Steelers fan. He was so mad at that Todd Haley, you know, for doing whatever the hell he did in Pittsburgh and stealing all the fixtures from the house that he was renting, allegedly. But yes, Snoop Dogg blasted Todd Haley. That was an all-time.
Is he going to show up to minicamp and all that other stuff? Because that's what's important. Like, if you don't get the rhythm of the team, then we don't need you, homie. Like, you got to come in here and do what we need to be done to get the rhythm and the chemistry. That's what's missing. Like, whoever we going to get got to come in and get down with us. We don't need no divas, so to speak. So if he going to sign, sign. If not, kick rocks.
And Aaron Rodgers takes him to the playoffs. So
yeah, love it.
Chasing me around all day yesterday. Little white dude with a little camera.
Hey, TV. Snoop, what do you feel about Jay-Z and the NFL thing?
I'm not answering.
Did you interview Snoop Dogg?
Yes. And when he does that, I'm like, that's probably me.
Chasing me around all day yesterday. Little white dude with a little camera.
Hey, TV. Snoop. What do you feel about Jay-Z and the NFL thing?
I'm not answering.
Oh, Lord.
It's literally me.
It's so funny because it's true.
It is.
It's every guy at Radio Row.
Everyone. It's like another one of you.
We'll talk about it in a little bit, but like, I mean, Snoop Dogg to the Giants, Raiders, Zona, Tennessee, Atlanta,
might
Cleveland.
As well.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, might as well. Yes. Might as well.
Yeah. I mean, calling out players, you know, it's funny that you say that because it is true. Like you said, your grandmother, your dad, your mom, your sister, your brothers, everybody knows Snoop Dogg. You're 10 years younger than me. You know Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I didn't really grow up on Snoop. Like, I obviously listened to like Dr. Dre and those guys, but like early 90s rap wasn't really my thing. And then he came out with the what was it, the CD, like Doggy Style.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that came out. I was like, oh, yeah, Snoop Dogg, kind of tight. I'm cool. Like, oh, well, let me tell you about Snoop Dogg back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah, the 90s.
Man, still doing that, man.
I mean, that's the other thing, too. He's transcended multiple generations. It's not just, you know, he got my generation and we're still hanging on for dear life and maybe picked up a couple along the way. No, he's encompassed everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Snoop Dogg.
Goes out to the 816. I need a shout out for my mom, Vicky Hall. She retired from the ammunition plant after 20 years last night. 20 years.
Way to go, Vicky. Way to go, Vicky. Nicely done.
Gosh, did they give you any parting gifts?
Like, not a chance.
Here's a couple of missiles. Enjoy the 4th of July. Have a great retirement party.
A watch, maybe. You got to get a watch or something, man.
That's what they gave Dennis Hopper in Speed. You haven't seen that one yet, have you?
Not.
20 years seems like a long time to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That feels like yesterday to me. Yeah, like 20 years. Like
it's a long time.
I think it's crazy. Coming up next, we'll get into the available job ranks, which are the best, if there is one, and coaches that could be seen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hot seat in 2026. We'll get into all of that next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.